In your lifetime, you will surely hear stories about close relatives fighting over inheritance. It tends to bring out the worst in people. This is unfortunate since the Quran provides clear guidelines. Today we begin the tafsir of the ayat of inheritance from Surah An-Nisa. Understanding this topic is essential for every Muslim. Hit the subscribe and bell icons so you do not miss future inheritance updates. Session 546, Chapter 4, Verses 7 and 8. Men shall have a share in what their parents and closest relatives leave, and women shall have a share in what their parents and closest relatives leave, whether the legacy be small or large. This is ordained by God. Chapter 4, Verse 7. Surah An-Nisa addresses the issues suffered by the most vulnerable in society and advocates for them. In pre-Islamic society, neither women nor young children would receive any inheritance. The prevailing rule was that only those physically able to fight and defend the tribe were eligible to inherit. This was the pinnacle of injustice because it robbed the people most in need, such as women, children, and the weak, from the inheritance of their relatives, and then gave all the money to the strong, who could easily make a living. Islam abolished this practice by mandating that women and children receive their rightful share of the inheritance. How could the deceased leave children behind who do not receive anything? In biology, Mendel's inheritance laws show that the child gets genetic information and inherits traits, good or bad, health or disease, from his parents and grandparents. Why should they not also inherit wealth? Who determines the inheritance? God, the one who owns all, assigns the shares. When we hear God's words, "This is ordained," we understand it as an official order. There is a subtle difference between ordained and obligated. Ordained comes from above, a higher authority, while an obligation might be self-imposed or come from an equal. Since Allah specified a share that is ordained, the precise division of wealth must be clarified. The upcoming verses will spell out the process, share, and distribution method of a person's inheritance. Let's start with the next ayah. God says, "If other relatives, orphans, or needy people are present at the distribution, give them something from it too, and speak kindly to them." Chapter 4, verse 8. It is most interesting that the Almighty started the division of the inheritance by including people who would typically have no right to any share of the deceased's wealth. God extended the circle of recipients beyond immediate legal heirs to include distant relatives, orphans, and the poor who happened to be present during the division of wealth. The Almighty wants to alert you against being so focused on the designated allocations that you neglect others who happen to be present. He says, "If other relatives, orphans, or needy people are present at the distribution, give them something." Why? When wealth is being distributed and the relatives, orphans, and needy are present, those not inheriting might feel resentment, thinking the heirs are gaining easy wealth, a windfall with no work. Therefore, Allah commands, "Give them something from it too, and speak kindly to them." Had the same people been somewhere else, the scenario would be different. By giving to orphans, relatives, and the needy witnessing the division of wealth, Allah wants to remove any potential envy towards the heirs or resentment against the dead. Generosity fosters love and goodwill and prevents ill feelings. Allah not only instructs us to provide for these non-heirs, but also to speak kindly to them. For example, you could include a supplication for their well-being and pray that they too will one day have wealth and leave an inheritance for the children. The heirs, if wise and mature, should fulfill this task. But what if the heir is an orphan? Those present, such as the guardian, should kindly explain to the relatives and other orphans that the inheritance belongs to the orphan and they lack the authority to give anything. Here it is critical to remember that if at any time you were weak or your children were orphaned without inheritance rights, you would be pleased to receive a share. Life's circumstances are ever-changing. When Allah asks something of you, you may one day be in need and wish for Him to provide for you and your children. Thus, divine laws aren't just obligations on you, but a call to others to help if you fall on black days. Religious laws that take from you now will surely give back when you need it most, whether in this world or the next. Do not think that the zakat almsgiving is unjust because it takes from your earnings to give to others. Quite the opposite. It's a divine security measure for you and your family. You contribute while you are able, and if you become poor or disabled, others will be obligated to support you. Do you want to buy your children an even better insurance policy directly from the Almighty? In the next session, Allah will teach you how to protect your children and provide them with the best health and wealth even after your death. It is a tafsir you do not want to miss. Remember to subscribe and click the bell icon to notify you when it is published.
لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ وللنساء نصيب مما ترك الوالدان والأقربون مما قل منه أو كثر نصيبا مفروضا وإذا حضر القسمة أولو القربى واليتامى والمساكين فارزقوهم منه وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse." Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.qurangarden.com.